Capture report says former Transnet officials should be investigated, while the IMF stands by Tunisia's economic reform program.
In your sport, 1.2 million tickets have been sold so far for this year's FIFA World Cup in Qatar. Plus, South Africa has been named as the host country for the inaugural FIH Hockey Men's Nations Cup. I'll have more of those details for you at 8:30.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. Part 5 of the State Capture Report has recommended that law enforcement agencies investigate with a view to prosecute former Transnet CEO Brian Molefe, former Transnet CFO Anush Singh and former Transnet Freight Rail CEO Siyabonga Gama on charges of fraud and contravention of the Public Finance Management Act. Naledi Ngobo has more.
The commission found that the initial price of the 1064 locomotives did in fact include forex and escalation provisions of up to 5.8 billion rand. The commission further recommends investigation with a view to prosecute any Transnet board member or official for contravening the PFMA by agreeing to an unjustifiable 9 billion rand increase for the procurement of the locomotives.
Well, staying with the State Capture Commission, it's also made a finding that former President Jacob Zuma wittingly or unwittingly contributed to state capture by discouraging an investigation into the Gupta family by top state security officials. Busi Chimombe has more.
The officials say in their meeting with former President Jacob Zuma, he describes the Guptas as good people, his friends, and said they had helped his son, Dudu Zani. The officials said they had been motivated to investigate the family by ANC-NEC member Fikile Mbalula's revelations that they had informed him of his appointment as Sports and Recreation Minister prior to the official announcement.
Meanwhile, the IFP says it believes South Africa is entering a new era in the fight against corruption after the handover of the last two parts of the State Capture Commission's report. The party's Mkhule Kgohlengwa.
This does not close the chapter of state capture. It begins a new road now of actually further investigation, ensuring prosecutions and bringing the matters to logical conclusion.
The South